Blog Talk Radio.
Shit out there, the 5-year anniversary. We had fucking Demon Jones of Rehab come through. We had Liquid Assassin come through. But next time, Chris, make sure they're not going to be busy or at a show when they call in for interviews.
Well, I checked. He said it was good, but he never said anything about a show.
Yeah, because he called in. He mentioned that he was at the Tech N9ne show last night. So, but it's all good. I mean, it was a dope interview. I mean, yeah, it was only about 30 minutes long. So, you know, the last 30 minutes we had to find shit to do.
Yep.
And, you know, Ghetto says Ryback wins, but you know what? Honestly, I think that would count as a double countout because of the simple fact, you know, both Ryback and Cena were both down for longer than 10 seconds, and you know, and the only way Ryback got back up was with the help of the referees.
Who cares? That match finish was awesome. But then again, it was just another way to let Cena hold on to the title for longer. with the ending.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it set up a rematch.
Yeah. Next pay-per-view.
Yep.
But if Cena's smart, he'll take some time off until that pay-per-view comes around.
Yep.
Rock or CM Punk?
I said it's kind of like Punk is doing right now. Even though he's trying to return at the next pay-per-view because it's in his home city.
We'll see.
I mean, that's definitely a good enough reason to try and push yourself to return at pay-per-view because it's your hometown.
But that last match was boring as all shit.
Pretty much. I was like, who the hell cares?
But I mean, then again, in a way, it was kind of genius of, even though it backfired on him, for fucking Triple H, you know, to hide the sledgehammer the way he did.
I was like, fucking hell. I was like, that's an awesome hiding spot.
Hell yeah, they blended it perfectly.
I didn't even see it until he grabbed it. I was like, wait, how the fuck do you get a sledgehammer? I was like, damn, good hiding spot.
Hell yeah. But the referee's decision can be reversed under certain circumstances, though, too. You know, you got to think about that. And they do do instant replays. I mean, come on, man. They replay every single moment that happens in every match.
Well, pretty much, but I thought there was some rule. Wasn't it like in 2003 where they didn't have instant replays? They weren't like the NFL?
No, they had instant replays back then, too.
Ah, okay. Well, then, I thought it was something like that, but I guess not.
No. So, which means now we're going to have Dolph Ziggler versus Del Rio at Payback.
Yep.
Which should be interesting. And I think tonight was the start of Randy going back, going heel again.
I would definitely agree with that.
Or it could just been the fact, you know, he just wanted to put fucking Big Show in the head. But man.
Well, we've all known Orton wants to turn back heel because he hates being a face.
I don't know if he hates being a face.
Well, it's either that or he just feels like the face character is boring for him.
And again, though, you know, they need some new fucking matches and better matches. Because I'm kind of getting tired of the rematches.
And we're pretty much sure that we just hope that there's no rematch for the tag team titles. They should put other teams in the mix, right?
There will be a rematch.
Well, yeah, probably a Raw or something.
No, because you got to think every champion gets a rematch because, you know, that's part of their contract.
Pretty much.
Because wins the championship, you know, I believe they signed another contract as champion, which, you know, in the contract there is a rematch clause stating that, you know, that the former champion has a right to have a rematch whenever and wherever they choose.
Pretty much. I was saying, I hope they bring new tag teams in the tag team division because, I mean, honestly, you agree with me.
What we got in the tag team division right now is who we got. There's nobody else.
Yeah, it's pretty much Shield, Team Hell No, and the Usos.
No. You also got tons of funk. You got Primetime Players. You got Epico and fucking Primo.
Primo. Well, I mean, we have all those people, but I mean, just honestly, just the way it looks, it's just that Team Hell No held the title for so long that they kind of, you know, their run got a little stale.
And you also have, you know, everybody hates them, Team Road Scholars.
Team Road Scholars, a team that's officially broken up, but not.
No, they actually got back together.
Yeah, that was funny, though. We're breaking up as a tag team, like, making a whole big deal about it on, like, the episode of Raw. Then the next day on SmackDown, no, we're not breaking up.
I mean, but then you got to think, you know, for like so long, you know, Rhodes and fucking Sandow, you know, with a tag team, so which means, you know, they got more used to doing tag type matches than, you know, than singles.
Pretty much, and I mean, I was kind of hoping, did Sandow even come out personally on the pay per view?
Who?
Sandow, did he come out for anything?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I was watching the, like, you know, clip of him, like, singing his version of Randy Orton's theme music, and just hoping that he'd have some part of the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Maybe that's setting up a, you know, feud with Randy Orton later on in the summer.
Oh, yeah, you know what? There is another tag team, too, if you think about it. And that would be the Celtic Vipers.
Who's on that tag team?
Man, who do you think? Celtic Vipers.
Orton?
Yeah.
I never even heard of that tag team until now.
Dude, that's what people have been calling them every single time they team up together. Have you not been paying attention to those tag matches?
Well, has it been on SmackDown mostly?
Dude, they've also had them on Raw too.
I don't really pay attention to what the announcers say usually.
But yeah, so that's another tag team.
So right now they have a big amount of tag teams.
Exactly.
For once.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. There's also, even though nobody really gives two shits about them, you also got 3MB as well.
The worst tag team ever. Like, literally, if WE13 made one of the guys in 3MB get, like, a WWE title shot, a World Heavyweight title shot, I stopped playing the game completely.
And also, you know, whenever he returns, you also got Evan Bourne, who was tag team with Kofi Kingston.
Yep.
So there's definitely a good amount of tag teams out there.
At least he's doing something right with the tag division right now.
I'm trying to think. I think Justin Gabriel and Tyson Kidd were actually a tag team as well.
Hmm.
Which Tyson Kidd should be coming back soon, possibly.
Yep.
Only thing is, you know, the only reason he's bound is because of the fact he's got a fractured knee and a torn ACL.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play a track. And I'm going to play some motherfucking Rehab. Just because of the fact they got a new album coming out very short, here soon. Let me get to the track. I got on the soundboard.
Okay.
Here we go. This is Rehab. The track is called Whore. Convicted felon too.
I remember that.
Yeah, he spent like 19 months in prison, I guess, after pleading guilty to armed robberies at Wendy's restaurant in Houston.
Yeah, how do we go rob a Wendy's and see how far that puts me in my career?
Booker and his partners wore Wendy's uniforms during the holdup since they had been working there for 2.5 years. Because of the gunmen's uniforms and familiarity with the fast food chain's operations, police suspected the robberies were inside jobs. And it did not take long before Huffman and three other men were found. Booker pleaded guilty in December 1987 to two aggravated robbery counts and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. He was released after serving about one third of the term and was placed on parole until April of 1992. So damn, that's fucking nuts.
So apparently I'm reading up what happened or so far in the, you know, post-show or whatever, the pay-per-view. And
yep.
Apparently Mick Foley compared the Shield to the Fabulous Freebird.
Wait, what?
Apparently Mick Foley compared the Shield to the Fabulous Freebirds.
Yeah, no. fucking Fabulous Freebirds were better than The Shield.
Well, I mean, did the Fabulous Freebirds, like, switch out who was fighting in the matches? Weren't they, like, a huge stable back in the day?
They were.
And so when they were defending, like, the tag team title, they were, like, switching out which members were fighting?
I remember them, I just don't remember too much about them, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I think I remember reading an article about something like that, so.
Well, we got Speedy. What's up, Speedy?
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing. What the heck was that unmuted thing?
You just now noticing this?
It just yelled at me and said unmuted.
It's been saying this.
Did you get a time box for that?
I've never heard of that until just now.
I mean, I don't hear it. All I hear is a beep, but every time I get fucking muted.
I literally just said unmuted.
She always does that.
Yeah, it's always done that for so long now.
Unless you, like, call, unless you're the host of the show. They just get a beep.
Yeah, I just said this curse.
Yep.
Oh. I guess I was muted.
Oh, no, it's weird.
Because I did say hello.
Yeah, we didn't even hear you because you were muted at the time you said hello.
Yep. Oh, well.
But, man, tomorrow when I get home from work, it should be interesting because I get to have to talk with Corey from fucking Strange Music. Yay!
Oh, great. Good luck.
Yeah, I got to explain to him that, you know, what everything, you know, that happened with, you know, that happened with everything.
And he never said that he had could only be there for 30 minutes.
Exactly. I
think that to understand that it was their fault for not saying it, and the fact that he stayed for longer, that's all on them. It's not on us.
Yeah. I mean, fucking Rick, you know, like, didn't even mention anything about, like, you know, like, about having to be there on the show for, like, a certain amount of time until, like, you know, maybe, like, an hour and a half into it. And, I mean, you know, like, me and Ghetto, like, you know, Ghetto even said, you know, if you got to go, you know, like, you know, we'll let him go. But, you know, but of course, you know, Rich, you know, chose to stay.
So it's all him.
Exactly.
Well, just tell me, like, what the hell happens tomorrow after this whole talk goes down, so, you know, I know.
I will. Should be interesting, because I got to work. I have to go to work at 7 a.m., come out and get out at 3, and then I get to have that talk with them. Yay! But, I mean, you know, if this affects, you know, the fact that, you know, us doing interviews with Strange Music, I mean, you know what, I'm not going to
get the majority of them.
Exactly. I mean, hell, man, I mean, come on, we've had Tech Nine up on here twice already.
I mean, like, the only people that you didn't get from Strange is, like, what? Lynch? Mayday? That's about
Seth
it.
Crew.
Yeah, Lynch,
no,
Mayday,
and
Seth Crew.
So, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. So, you know what? You know what? I took on my connection with James from Subnoise, and you know what? I mean, come on. I mean, you're like, we even tell him, you know, that the show and the interviews, you know, go for 2 hours. he knows it. You know, he understands that. I mean, you know, like fucking, like Friday night, fucking, you know, like he mentioned the fact that Demon can only be up on here for 30 minutes. You know, we understood that, we respected it. Right, Ghetto?
I mean, we.
Ghetto G, are you hiding a sledgehammer?
I just might be.
You know that that's as boring as all shit.
Man, I was entertained by the damn chat box next to it more than I was entertained by that fucking match. And then, like, during every match, man, after something happened, man, people in that chat room kept going, that person's dead. Like, R.I.P. Cena.
I wonder when the R.I.P. Fandango came out.
What the hell? I think they were talking about how they get a hard-on for, like, Fandango.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man, them people were quite entertaining. More entertaining than a fucking pay-per-view.
Yeah, man, that was just nuts.
And, like, is that the only weapon they're allowed to have, is the kendo stick?
No, they can have a hell of a lot more than that.
They can have any weapon.
Oh, yeah? Well, where were they?
All under the ring.
Oh, yeah, all we saw was fucking, what, like three kendo sticks.
And then, of course, chairs and a ladder.
Yeah, and then, of course, your typical, you know, TLC shit.
Bobby, you know, except for Ryback, you know, because Ryback decided to take a piece of a wall, of the wall, and fucking, you know, John Cena with it.
Yeah. See, if this was a real last man standing match, referee would just want to start counting.
Yeah, pretty much. But then again, if that, you know, happened, then more than likely, well, even Ryback would have been counted out.
Although it was very strange that Cena was being cheered.
Yeah, for being dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's what all the fans were cheering for him about.
And they were all booing Ryback. Like, don't you think they'd be cheering Ryback because he was beating up Cena?
They should have been.
But no.
Yeah, should have, would have, but
they fucking, he fucking kills Cena and they boo. All because John Cena went for a terrible hurricanrana but turned it into like a Hell's Gate type thing.
Yep. Oh no. Well, those fuckers ever reported.
But none of those damn matches were extreme. None of them.
Oh no. They definitely were not.
So which one of you idiots paid for it?
I didn't whatsoever. I watched it from that fucking site.
I didn't, even though my computer shut off halfway through a match. I didn't really give a fuck.
And what match was it?
Wait, your computer shut off halfway?
No, the match.
Oh, yeah? Well, how much did you see? One match.
No, I saw every match. I just cut off in the middle of one, so I didn't see the whole match.
Oh, man. Sable and Tori Wilson.
Okay.
So fucking sexy.
But
holy,
yeah, those people that were talking in that chat box, man, it was like Santa Claus, Bart Simpson, and shit like that.
Nice. I need to get that link. The next one.
It was whatever that WH Sports link.
No, I went to a totally different one.
Yeah.
That Russell tube wouldn't even fucking load for me.
I was on it earlier, and it was working for a while, but then The computers I had to fuck up. And so it didn't work.
Like, it wouldn't even come on, so I just watched it on that one. So... Although it actually played really well, so there was no, like, skipping or anything. The fuck?
I mean, I'll be honest about Sable. Her voice is like nails on the chalkboard.
Man, who cares, man? She got naked every week.
Hell yeah. That was the only good part about her. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, like every single time she came out, and then she started talking, I was just fucking mute my shit. And, you know, I just watch her fucking strip.
Well, nobody ever wants to hear a girl talk.
Hell no. Nah. Well, you know, maybe except for Dickless Conundrum here.
Hello,
guys. I want to spit this rap for you. What's going on, DC?
I'm reading something.
You're reading? Who are you kidding? You can't read.
Who the hell's gonna read?
Oh, hell, dude. Has like... that's the post show. Never
mind. Wait. DC, my question is, the book that you're reading, does it come with pictures?
It's not a book.
Okay. Either way, whatever
the
hell you...
pain.
All the pain.
Okay, then.
Yeah, you don't sound too excited about, you know, whatever the hell you're reading.
Okay, so
awesome.
The first guess was Miz and Rhodes. Okay.
Man, ain't nobody gives you about that. That's probably the worst matchup.
No, I'm just reading.
Reading it? Where were you? Why didn't you watch it?
You know what? DC, you realize me get on Chris Watch that shit for free, right?
For free?
Yep.
Oh, no,
it's called, it's called bootleg.
Yeah, what you think we paying for all those pay-per-views?
I mean, especially, like, I mean, let's put it this way. It's bootleg from the fucking UK.
Is that really where it's from?
Yeah.
Man, I thought it was somewhere else, man. Them damn people that were talking, it was like in a different language. I don't know what it was.
Oh, well. Yeah, but it's definitely from fucking UK that, you know, these motherfuckers, it from.
Yeah, that's fine, man. They want to buy it and put it up for free, man. I'm fine with that.
Hell yeah.
Dude, are you serious? They had to throw in a towel to say they're...
Oh, that match was even... Quit. That's probably even worse than the Triple H match. It was funny as hell whenever that was going on. He's like, since when do we do reviews? And they're like, man, you hear that, man? Sounds like the announcers are falling asleep.
They probably were.
And what the one dude said, it's like Sunday night. We sleep on Sunday nights. That's what we do.
Nice.
Yeah, man, there was a lot of people in there that would agree that pay-per-view was pretty bad. I agree with that as well. How was that? Remix the Gangsta Head. What was that?
That was the WWE app.
Man, there's probably nothing even exciting on that.
WWE active on the end of the minute the pay-per-view ended.
So what was that deal? Why the hell did they need to talk to Wade Barrett and Titus O'Neil?
I don't know.
And why the hell didn't that Divas match happen? That's so gay.
It really is.
They needed another match.
Alright, you know what? Alright, here's a question for you. Now, this was a poll up on the fucking app. It says, if Triple H were to pay a visit to Brock Lesnar's workplace, which item would you recommend he take with him? And here are your four choices. A WWE paperweight, office supplies, inspirational cat poster, or a sledgehammer.
Wait,
I think everybody's going with the inspirational cat poster.
Why would he have these things at his workplace?
I don't know.
Oh, won this one thing then, Ryback?
No, they both died.
Yeah, but not Ghetto. These are items that Triple H would take with him to visit Brock Lesnar at his workplace.
Oh, take with him?
Yeah.
So, of course, the inspirational cat poster is winning.
Well, what does the poster say? Yeah, I'll definitely go with the poster, though. It could be like.
Was there not a World Heavyweight Championship match?
Yeah, it was that. Well, no, wait, hold on. I take it back. It was the number one contender for it.
Because
yeah.
of the fact that Ziggler got injured.
Since Ziggler was dead.
Pretty much.
It could be like a Grumpy Cat poster. Could say, I was in the UFC once. It was horrible.
That's why Brock Lesnar came back to WWE.
Oh, are you serious, man? Double overtime and the Penguins lose.
Well, unfortunately, the inspirational cat poster only got 6% votes. Sledgehammer got 85%.
Come on.
He doesn't even really
hit him with the damn sledgehammer. Take the fucking poster. Pick the poster.
The poster's better.
What do y'all think of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Sucks.
I think they gave him the title, Susan. Now, see, that's what they were trying to do with Ryback, but that didn't work. So they did it with them.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho beat Fandango.
Oh, that was that was pointless.
I think that's like the first pay-per-view Chris Jericho's actually won in.
In a very long time, yes. A very long time.
Yeah, pretty much since hell. For 2012.
He beat a fairy.
You say he's a fairy?
He had to beat a fairy.
Yeah, pretty much.
He had to beat a bear. What the fuck?
He had to beat a fairy.
Speaking of Barry, man, freaking, they kept saying that in the chat too, except they couldn't spell it for shit.
Nice.
Only good thing about Fandango is the fucking bitch he comes out with, man. She was pretty much naked the night, so I'm fine with that.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So, man, why can't I watch this shit?
You came out watching shit?
Well, that's awesome.
Watch that shit, dude, for free on bootleg. I mean, like, where do y'all go to? What site do y'all go to?
They're nice. We'll get up online.
He said, don't tell them.
I have to say this pun. Look it up online.
Fucked up.
Yeah, there's actually a few sites you can go to. But, I don't know. What's the one we go to? WHSports.net?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna send me some homosexual shit with that, I bet.
Only for you.
I mean, I just have a feeling, dude. I'm going to go on there, bitch, and it's going to bring up some fucking BME Pain Olympics or some shit like that, dude.
The fuck the hell shit you watch? The hell?
You watching that really gay shit, then?
Okay, having,
almost,
having,
I mean, it almost seems like we'll get,
two girls in one cup.
Did you say that's your favorite?
and Ghetto also called it octopus.
Shut up, Megan Cole. You're a bitch.
Now what the hell are you blasting?
I'm still watching fucking No Way Out from 2004.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man, I can't hear you. Because we got a rude host.
Pretty much.
Shanika don't live here no more.
I think I have the very first ECW pay-per-view on DVD. I'll have to go check. I might have fucking pawned it for cigarettes.
Well, who would have thought you and Havoc have something in common?
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Me and you have something in common, too. We both rap. Y'all didn't even know it.
Well, we found out the other day that you rap.
Yeah. I know. With a riff on the line of whatever the fuck. Radio show.
Yeah, you got us in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I did not.
Yes, he did.
I really got y'all in trouble.
Well, where were you yesterday, man? We had Liquid Assassin here. Could have rapped for him.
Yeah, in rehab.
I mean, I was just off doing my own little shit, dude. I didn't even get on Facebook and see the ad. And, you know, I usually forget the number and shit. But,
pretty much you found sucking dick more important than, you know, than being up on here.
Well, you know, it is Saturday night for him.
I can deal with that one.
Did you say you could feel that one?
I did say I could do whatever the hell I want. I said I could deal with that one. That was a good
night. It was a good night for you, man. So you got a lot accomplished.
Yeah. Hey, I got something for you, Ghetto.
I don't want it.
Be very scared.
No, dude, I really do got something for you. Oh, no gay shit, for real.
I don't know, it's just weird coming from you.
No, I've just got... Dude, Ghetto, you're actually one of the ones that makes me want to be on this show, because it's fun to talk shit with you, for real. But...
Well, I mean, why else would you call in here to talk to Chris?
Yeah, you're right, dude, because I'm going to get no talk time with that motherfucker, dude. For some reason, he just likes putting me on the box, and I don't like it, man, because, like, I want to talk, you know?
No, see, man, we don't completely hate you like I fucking hate Big Homie.
I do.
Nobody likes Big Homie. Whatever he calls in,
I'm just
we
saying,
just kick him off now.
DC's got haters. He's got people that adore him like a motherfucker. And it's either, you know, whatever, but they always continuously hate him. They always continuously adore. I don't get it.
Wait, they adore
you?
Know, you.
So
we're not talking,
like,
about your grandma here, man. Your grandma adores you. But that doesn't really count here.
No.
Oh, she don't even adore
my grandma.
You. She hates you.
Never wanted nothing to do with me. I mean, I live with my great aunt. She was awesome, but when she had that stroke, it fucked her up. So, I mean, I got to release some pent-out frustration. And what's that? Between fucking with a few homies. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. I'm super bloody. It's been a minute.
I'm going to find a bunch of this shit. I get home from work tomorrow. Well, after I end up talking to Strange Music again. Yay!
Yay. Did I really get y'all in trouble, though?
Yeah.
I ain't got no way to say anything.
Nah, you didn't. Pretty much, apparently, you know, the fact that we had fucking Ritz up on here for a 2-hour interview was, you know, a bad thing because of the fact I got yelled at for that shit. Because, you know, not like Ritz mentioned at the beginning of the interview, you know, that he had to be up on, he had to be, you know, that he was going to be here for like a certain amount of time until maybe an hour and a half into the show. That's when he mentioned, I was told, you know, that was going to be up on here for like an hour and a half, about half an hour, whatever the fuck it was. And, I mean, come on, I mean, you know, like we told him, you know, if he's got to go, we'll let him go. But, you know, he said no, and, you know, he chilled with us.
Well, look at it this way. You get to hear more about it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
And I will, and you know what, I'll even tell Corey, you know, everything that went down.
There's nothing that even went down.
I know.
All you have to basically say to Corey is that he didn't tell us he could only be here for 30 minutes until after the 30 minutes was already gone and done with, like, an hour after that. So that's his fault. It's not our fault that he didn't mention it.
And then after all of that, you can swallow your pride and say, I'm sorry.
Because that's all on them. It's not on us.
Yeah, I ain't apologizing. Nothing more shit.
Well, I mean, you really shouldn't have to say sorry because you did nothing wrong, but...
They should say sorry to us. And beg us to take anybody from Stranger off here for another interview.
So wait. Was somebody listening then?
I guess apparently his manager was, I guess Rich's manager was tuned in or listening or something like that.
Well then, Rich's manager should talk to you and see how Rich didn't say anything about the time limit they could be here for. That's all on them, not us.
Yeah, or could have mentioned something from the start.
Yep.
Or should he could have called in, man, at the 30-minute mark or something. Like, yo, okay, we're going to cut this shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, come on. But he didn't do that.
I mean, if he was listening, clearly he had to have been.
Well, you know,
oh,
what?
Shit, dude. My bad, y'all. I didn't know he was going to be there that long, man. Talk to my asshole.
Man, you didn't even get there until, like, a long time after. You were there for, like, the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I didn't get y'all in trouble?
Okay. No, you have nothing to do with it.
Man, we were just fucking with you.
Like we always do.
Yeah, it was really Lando Clo. No, I'm kidding.
It's always his fault.
Actually, I tuned into his show earlier today for, like, a minute.
You gave it a minute? I wouldn't even give 5 seconds.
Yeah, he was on the phone with somebody real quick, and he kept saying bro or some shit. And then they lost him, and then he played a song, and I left. So.
Wow.
I would have left the minute he started saying bro the entire time.
Well, I don't mean him. I meant whoever the hell called in.
Yeah, I still would have left.
And then on top of that, the show is only 30 minutes long, so
how the fuck do they only have a 30-minute show?
Because they don't pay for it.
Dumbasses.
Damn, dude.
No, I think we're the dumbasses paying for this.
But that's all radio things. Most sectors that's on the radio pay for that spot.
Yeah, that's the radio, man. This is fucking blog talk, man.
Hell yeah. But I will say this. You know, the fuck that fucking...
You start from somewhere. You know what I mean? You got to start from somewhere.
Damn it, DC. How are you going to cut off the host?
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, but no, man. But I will say this. Yeah, the fact that fucking Rich actually fucking loves our rule about motherfuckers just saying certain words get muted.
But yeah, man, like... I don't know, man. That dude was cool to talk to, even though he went off like a whole rant talking about the gatherings. I mean, that took up some time.
Yeah,
so during that time, I had to have him talk about that interview or whatever the hell that was of his gathering story. Because that shit was funny as hell.
I don't know, man. The interview was definitely dope. I mean, after the fact that, you know, we got a troll for 2 hours. Big deal. Get the fuck over it.
Yeah, I even found out that there was bonus tracks with that CD that I had no idea about.
Hell yeah. I mean, come on, man. Fucking James knows, you know, we do 2 hour shows. And, you know, he's cool with it. You know, he don't freak out and bitch out and bitch about it.
Yeah, then we interview, Jeffrey Nothing. We interviewed him for 2 hours, right?
Yup. And then we do fucking, Dirt Ball for close to 2 hours, too?
I think so.
We got Pop Boy here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I mean, come on, man. Like, seriously, what the fuck? I mean... It's just like, you know, Corey knows from the start that we do 2 hour shows.
So you told him that before then?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you just lying to me?
I'm not lying to you, man.
Alright, so he knows how long your show is. Okay.
I mean, come on, man, you're like a... We've had Tech, we've had Cut, we've had Chris, yeah, we have Stevie. You know, they've all told us, hey, I gotta go, you know, for fucking signing, meet and greet, or, you know, fucking rehearsals or whatever. And you know what? We were cool about it.
I mean, hell, Prozac was cool about it, you know, he just kind of hung up.
Well, actually, now that this happened, man, I just kind of think that he hung up on us because dude told him to hang up.
I'm thinking that.
Because that was literally, like a half hour with Prozac before he left.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Man, so now that this happened, man, that's what I'm thinking, man, that dude just told him to hang up.
Probably. I mean, come on, man, fucking... You know, I mean, come on, like, we had Tech, I mean, like, we had Tech for, like, what, like, an hour, hour and a half? And...
Oh, no, I'm just saying, man, at least he told us he had to go, so that's fine.
Yeah, and fucking, you know, Tech didn't bitch about the, how long he was up on here with us for.
That's what I'm saying, man, it was never a problem. But then all of a sudden...
Now there's a problem. I think fucking Corey's ego is starting to get too fucking big for his head.
I don't know, man. It was just Ritz. Like, he's new to me. Like, he's new to be with this dude.
Exactly. I mean, come on, think about it, you know. Especially like a 2 hour interview. Yo, that's more fucking publicity for Ritz. more promo, you know, for his new album.
Yeah, but apparently that doesn't matter.
I guess not. The fuck is that damn sound? Big homie, what the fuck you doing? My big homie, fucking, what the hell is your name? DC.
You call him big homie. Wow.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, so take this guy's emotion to becoming big homie.
But, you know, I think Sheamus and Randy Orton should get a shot at the tag team titles.
I disagree.
Hey, it's better than the Shield having the title.
Well, Shield's still better than Team Hell No, which had it held it forever.
Man, fucking Team Hell No finally decided they were actually going to work well in a match for once.
Yeah.
And then they lose.
Yeah, and then they lost. Man, I thought they were going to lose at a fucking spear. I was about to be pissed. At least they lost in like a decent move.
Yeah, I know.
What was the move that they lost to?
I don't even know what the fuck it was. It was like a double team move. It's like a backbreaker, elbow drop off the top rope.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Hold on a second. Sorry.
What?
I finished warning. DC just wants to hold on a second.
So, did you guys hear the song Brim got dropped by whatever label that we didn't believe was even real?
Evan?
The Unstable Ant or whatever it was.
Oh, Jay Killer's label.
Pretty much.
Who got dropped from Jay Killer's label?
Thug Brim.
Oh, there's a shocker. He couldn't get on Juggler Rider Radio, so he got dropped.
Pretty much.
Hey, you know what? Fuck Jay Killer for that, because, you know, Jay Killer, you know, they actually had an artist up on there. You know, who was a part of Strange? You know who could have helped elevate the fucking label, but no.
And then he's stupid enough to post the messages that he posted to him when he was playing the label.
Come on, man. I don't believe it at all, man.
Me either. I think it's funny as hell.
Wow.
So what the fuck did
that's
this
fine. Play? Well, when did that happen, Chris?
Apparently today. About 12 hours ago or something like
so
that.
So when are you kids going to grow up and understand that TNA's better than WWE?
What's that? You want to be muted for 20 minutes?
No.
Yeah, I heard that.
No, you did.
Bobby, it's up to you. Before we switch off, if you get muted for 20 minutes or not.
All right, we'll give you an option. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
Like, I don't get a no minutes. Then why do I always have to be in the box?
Or is the final option you get kicked from the show?
Wait. You get muted because you don't think before you speak.
How do I not think before I speak? I think I have this conversation.
Oh, so you thought that up, man. That's even worse. Well, kids, when are you going to grow up and realize TNA is better than WWE? No.
When they stop stealing WWE talent to try and be better than WWE.
Yeah.
When they develop their own talent besides AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels.
When they stop doing that Aces and Eights.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. I admit it's NWO, it's for the Aces and Eights.
Did you say NWO? That's what that is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of like NWO if you think about it.
Well, I mean, TNA, they always have this habit of having the entire roster on one team.
Yeah, I mean, the Mafia, Ace and Aid. Do I have to go any further?
Like, there was Immortal, where the entire fucking roster, or whatever, was all together.
As well.
So, it's fucking stupid. Quit it. Quit it already.
TNA just gave on the whole stable bullshit. You're not good at it.
Yeah, look, they got the Shield on WWE, man. It's only three people, and they beat up everybody.
And it's still way better than the old Aces and Eights. They could kick the Aces and Eights' ass.
And now they got championships.
Yep.
Well, Aces and Eights, I guess the reason I'm more adept to Aces and Eights than the Shield is because Aces and Eights is like Sons of Anarchy, whereas fucking the Shield is like some Training Day bullshit.
Training Day?
You know, just think they're fucking dressed in SWAT shit, dude. They're dressed in SWAT shit. I might as well
say wait.
SWAT with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yo, you have to hear this fucking bullshit.
Or maybe even.
Yeah, well, we're all from the Shield and Aces and Eights. My friend, this is what Jay Killer fucking put up on Unstable Entertainment. He goes, I would like to apologize for the unprofessional, impatient artist, Snug Brim. He doesn't know how to communicate properly and jumps the gun in certain situations. I promise from now on we won't be getting unprofessional artists like Snug Brim. We will make sure everyone we sign is on point and about their business the proper way. For anyone involved with this tour, please message me at blah, 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 so we can repair what this guy has damaged.
Well, shit was damaged. It was unstable before you got him.
Oh, wait, no, there's more, too. There's even more. They also put up in there saying he's impatient and don't know how to follow contract rules after he signs them. No wonder why Strange cut his ass, LOL, and he has a thing against white people, apparently, according to his message he just sent. LOL, what a joke. Okay, and then, of course, you know, Jake's uncle goes, he threatened me too. LOL, he hates white people, he said. And then of course, they tell him to fucking post the fucking shit that he messaged. And, of course, Jake also goes, he will get replaced by a better, more professional artist that Jake posts up. Which Doug Beerman said, saying, I love Strange. Same reason I don't fuck with you, snake ass white boys.
What the?
Okay, and apparently, according to Jay Killer, he never left Strange. He got dropped. He said Strange owes him like $300,000.
Well, that's alright, man. They still sell his CD.
Exactly.
They still make some money off that CD.
Yeah.
The royalties or whatever the fuck it is.
I'm saying, like, they just recently put up the old Stevie Stone CD, and they're trying to sell that for $19. Man, I bought that shit used for like $5 or like $8 or some shit.
I found it online for free.
Like, that damn thing is old as hell. But now Strange is going to try selling it for $19, man. Fuck out of here. But I see Jay Killer, man. He's still at his old shenanigans.
Yep. And, you know, he's using really retarded words. Because he even put, I was saying, he is butthurt because that's two labels that, LOL, maybe his patients didn't help both situations. Ha, ha, ha. More unstable news very soon. Blah, blah, blah.
More unstable news very soon. Unstable Entertainment was never a record label.
I'm out.
It's dead.
I guess DC's leaving us.
Oh, well. But, yo, check it. Yo, even right here. Yo, you got fucking artists, other artists up on fucking JKO's page fucking calling him out on his bullshit.
Calling who out?
Fucking JKO.
Even his other artists are attacking him?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Fucking.
I think that proves the loyalty on that label. That's totally bullshit.
Yeah, what the hell? That's all him, see?
I mean, check this out. I mean, fucking, let's see. Six Side goes, referring to them as shady white people isn't exactly racist. And he goes, I have talked to Snug a lot, man, and he seems like a cool, very cool dude. Something about this whole deal is shady.
Yeah, no shit. There's a shady motherfucker.
Let's see. And then of course they.
Damn you, James.
and then of course like some other dude goes fucking saying I want to start my own promotion company. Fucking even Six Side is saying, do it. I need promoters.
Six Side. Ain't that like a group or something?
I don't know.
Ain't that got like to do with like what's it, Mr. Licks or some shit?
I remember a really old group named Six Side that people like Bobby Knight on and whatnot.
Oh, fucking no.
Wait. And the fact that fucking Jake Killer's fucking saying people are faking shit, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's not calling the kettle black or anything.
Yeah, no, who doesn't call the kettle black?
Yeah, man, because he fucking posted up on that page saying the people tagged in his message are the only pages associated with Unstable Entertainment. There's some scamming fucks in Michigan trying to use our name to rip people off. Beware. They're running a fake record label after their last fake label was exposed. Unstable Entertainment@yahoo.com and schizophrenic@yahoo.com, blah, 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 or our only email is please beware of snakes. They're only faking, they're booking fake tours as we speak to get people's money deposits.
Oh, so they're the ones that took my money and never put out mixtapes. Yeah, it was all them.
Oh, man. Fucking motherfucking Jake was a retarded motherfucker.
Yeah, he just needs to stop, man.
He just needs to go mute or forget how to type.
If he wants to do music, that's fine, but don't drag other people into it. Just use him and his damn uncle.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, honestly, if you're going to do music, that's fine, but don't just try and bring some bullshit into the music industry by saying you signed somebody that you didn't and having some bullshit excuse for why they left.
Yeah. Just work with the people that you know.
Hell, that's what I do.
Well, you don't really know them. because they're all over the damn place.
I know them well enough, you know what I mean? It's like if they can work with somebody huge or anything like that.
Well, I could say I know them well, too, but that's not true.
And, of course, Jake Hill goes on a fucking, like, if you want to say it, dude only did, like, 1,000 copies of, like, a fucking album. Hey, you know what, Jake Hill, that's more than you would ever put out.
Well, then, I can't really agree with that because I don't know.
and then he puts Snug Grim thinks he is Michael Jackson with his leather coat.
What the fuck?
And let's see. He also puts the guy is unbelievable. Is unbelievable. Most unprofessional chump I've ever dealt with.
Wow. these damn kids.
Yep. Well, Jay Killer, you know, since you want to say people are unprofessional and you want to cut them loose, I wonder if you'd ever notice, you know, anyone missing from your friend list.
Friend list? Your friends want them?
I had fucking unstable entertainment as a friend. Why, I don't know.
I don't even think they're my friends. Or ever were. Speaking of that, I think it's funny how pretty much the few people I added off of Big Homie's page, they deleted me at some point. Shout out to Big Homie, you know, telling your people not to talk to me.
Big Homie's a bitch.
But that's all right, Big Homie. I deleted all them and unliked your stupid page.
I'd have done the same thing. But you can do the same thing myself.
Yeah, make them lose likes.
Yeah, about the fact, you know, actually, you know, I actually fucking reported them too.
That's funny as hell.
Good job.
Yeah, I reported a video.
I reported like fucking three pictures and the page itself.
that's fucking awesome.
And the funny thing is, yo, I reported it as a scam.
Did it work?
Well, I mean, you know, I got a fucking message saying back from Facebook saying that you know, they were gonna talk to the motherfuckers, saying about some shit.
They're gonna talk to them. And that was like the other night, man. I got blogged like 10 times and shit, posting for their Ritz. And I just kept sending Facebook a whole bunch of ignorant messages, and then they unblocked me.
Wait. How about the fact, you know, when you know, maybe go to report a page, they actually added another fucking thing for it. It says, I think it shouldn't be on Facebook.
Yeah, it's harassing me or somebody else.
I just don't like it. It's harassing me or someone I know. I think it shouldn't be on Facebook. It's a spam or a scam. I want them to report it. Report a post, not the entire page. Well, fuck that. It's a scam.
I love how they try and technically word stuff to try and say, we're not going to report the entire page, it's just one post. When they really mean they're reporting the whole fucking page.
Well, you get the temporarily block thing, and it's like, if you think this is a mistake, you could send us a message. So I sent them a message. I was like, fuck you, I didn't do anything wrong, unblock me, go kill yourself, you fucking bitch.
And they unblocked you.
Well, yeah, they did a few times.
Good job.
Fuck out of here. I'm going to be blocked for 2 days. You can go fuck yourself. They told me I'm going too fast. Who would have thought you'd post things too fast on the internet? So do you get blocked on Twitter if you post things too fast?
No.
No wonder everybody uses Twitter.
Yeah.
All people that use Twitter, go tweet yourself and fuck off.
Did you say they can go tweet themselves?
Yes, and they can fuck off.
Yeah, Twitter can fuck off too, because I'm never going to get one of those.
Good.
But I got one, but I just don't remember my password for that shit.
There gotta be some other website or something that's interesting.
My question is, what the fuck's gonna be the replacement to all this shit? Like, yo, Facebook, Twitter. Like, what's the next thing?
I guess that Instagram thing.
Oh, that bullshit.
Where you gotta take pictures of your dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see myself doing that, like, snapping photos of all the food I'm eating.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Why the fuck do you want to take a picture of what the hell you're eating? You just want to eat.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I mean, come on, man. It's like, fuck you. I don't want to fucking take a picture of my food. I want to eat the fucking shit.
Or we can make videos of making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I think we all remember that same video right now.
Getting real excited.
Well, you know, I think one of these days, just for hell of these, I'm going to go up on Instagram and fucking post a picture of a fucking shit. But like, this is what happens after I eat it.
Yeah, that'd be fucking gross, man. You should have took a picture of that shit you took the other day where you broke the toilet.
You should have.
Like, yeah, man, this shit right here.
Just broke the toilet.
I broke my toilet with it.
I think us talking about shit made fucking Speedy hang up.
Speedy, come back. We want to take a shit on you.
Speaking of shit, first, you're taking over. I'm going to take a shit and then go and get some sleep for work.
You're taking a shit. Take it over.
Why didn't you just put a fucking song on, you idiot?
I'm doing that right now. There you go.
Everybody sits up front, well, we hum. Girl, I don't give a fuck. Well, I know we the shit, cause we here to hang with.
We can hit a house party on the southwest side or the Motel 6 Suite 235. We can sip some booze, skip the rules, fake goat in a pimp cup with fake ass jewels. Cause tonight's the night we can let them swing with the boom, pow, bizzang.
Tonight, fuck what you talking about.
Besides the bullshit of the pay-per-view, what did you think of there any good matches tonight?
What?
So besides the bullshit parts of the pay-per-view, do you think there were any good matches tonight?
Cena Ryback match wasn't that bad.
And me and you both agree that Ryback won that shit, even though Havoc will never agree with us.
Well, I mean, I think Ryback did win if the referee would have counted.
Pretty much.
Other than that,
some of the other matches are too unpredictable. I mean, like the
Shield
winning.
We knew the Shield was going to win every match.
Pretty much. And apparently they said in the post-show interview that now they're going to go after bigger things. It's like, oh, great. Next thing you know, she'll have the World and WWE title. Like,
great.
This is how things going to run, probably.
Like, they won't even give Ryback a freaking title, but they gave the Shield every fucking title.
Well, they give them all the lower belts, which don't really mean shit.
The lower belts are fucking tag champions.
And U.S. champion. Which actually, Ryback's never even had a belt. Good point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they brought him in real quick. They didn't give him anything. They just kept screwing
him. They pushed him straight to the main event stage when he wasn't ready for it.
And then they get
screwed out of that because of it.
They bring these guys in. They beat people up for a little bit. And then they get titles.
Pretty much, until they're ready to separate them. But I have no clue how the hell they're going to separate them as a group.
Speaking of that, on that WWE 13, man, it was had a match going on. It was Tons of Funk versus The Shield. And at first it was Tensai. He turned on Brodus Clay. and then The Shield won. And then Seth Rollins and Brodus Clay, man, they got steel chairs and concerto Dean Ambrose.
The funny thing is, when I do it in the game with The Shield, it's always like Seth Rollins turning on Roman Reigns. It's like, okay, literally there's no fucking way that's even possible. It's like,
I'm just saying, man, it was funny as hell. Because Tons of Funk broke up in that match, and then The Shield broke up in that match. All at the same time.
They break up in the same match.
I was like, hell yeah, man, you'll never see this, though.
pretty much like in my game, they had like the Shield break up the week before the on Raw before the pay per view. It was like, oh great, so and they had the title shot basically.
As a matter of fact, it was a number one contenders match for the tag titles.
It's funny because they still have the title shot. The baby was like, oh shit, what the hell is going to happen here now? They have a tag team that can't trust each other, and the sucky tag team is always the champions in the game.
Yeah, it's
like
always funny. They got some good stories going on in that game sometimes.
Yep. It's always fun playing that because it's like, this shit will never happen in WWE. This is the stuff that Paul Heyman writes. This is why it will never happen.
Like, it was a, I don't know, I tried to create something real quick, and I did a cut scene. It was Ricardo Rodriguez, and he got jumped by Dude Love Cactus Jack. Dude Love Cactus Jack and Mankind.
Awesome. It was funny. I was doing a match that was a triple threat match, The Rock, Cactus, Dude Love, and Cactus Jack. Basically, Cactus Jack kicked his own ass. He double teamed. No, I think it was playing Cactus Jack. And Dude Love and The Rock teamed together to kick Cactus Jack's ass. And then they wouldn't let any of them win.
That's funny.
So I just got like, I was playing the other dude. It's like, ah, fuck this. I just got out of the ring. I didn't really care anymore.
But yeah, I don't know. I got
knocked out The Rock. That's why, you know, the other one win.
I just recently got a bunch of fucking trophies because I ain't got nothing else to do. So, except for the whole online thing, like I said before, that'll never happen.
Pretty much. I know. Maybe we'll play tonight.
Because I'll never beat 10 people.
That I even doubt. I mean, I tried to fight one person. I basically had them beat, but somehow they just found some cheapskate way to win at the last second.
Well, I mean, unless I played you in a bunch of ranked matches or something.
Pretty much. Or, like, unless it's like, you know, we were playing the people we play in the matches that are unranked.
Well, I'm saying, like, you need to beat ranked matches to get, like, that one trophy.
Pretty much. I mean, I know exactly which trophy you're talking about, but it's like, we have to face people who we face when we are playing the unranked matches. Which, I mean, because those people, 9 out of 10 times, they kick their asses.
Well, I'm talking about them ranked matches, man. Them people are crazy. Like, you can barely do one fucking move.
Pretty much. And even if you're good at, like, I mean, I'm pretty good with the counter timing. Like, even though I'm good at that, you can't really do shit there. If you fuck up one counter, you're screwed.
Although I did play a few of those matches one time when I first got the game, and it was pretty funny because these people were whooping my ass, but I kept, you know, getting lucky and reversing some shit at the right time. like it was a tag match, and the one dude, he got beat on my team, and it was just me versus, like, Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara. And the one dude did a move. And then Rey Mysterio was going for the 619. And then I blocked it.
Nice.
And then I bet you they were pissed as hell because apparently they had a specific way that they had to win the match. So they had to do it all over again.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's always fun messing with people whenever they have to win a certain way.
Pretty much. I mean, kind of like when I was doing, like, really well, when having those matches, like, never ended because I just kept countering every time they were trying to pin me or shit like that. Like, when it was down, like, me versus, like, two other people or three, I was like, okay, you guys can just quit anytime you want to because, you know, I'm just going to, like, lose. And so I was just like, you know, fuck this, which was, like, after, like, 2 hours later, you know?
Although it is true that if, your tag partner in the ring has a finisher, and then you come in, you take it off of him. That is true. So, because I actually did that.
This is a good move. That's what means to do the having next time we're all playing.
So you learn things when you play against them douchebags that we hate.
Yep. I mean, shit, that's what we have to do to Havoc now, right?
If he's on the other team, I guess.
No, he's on our team, and he's, like, not tagging anybody in. Tag yourself in, steal his finisher, and do it against somebody.
Well, you can't do it on him.
Well, no, you steal the finisher that you have saved, and then just do it on one of your opponents. Just piss him off.
Well, I mean, that would actually help him.
Because he kind of sucks. And never tags anybody in.
Nobody tags anybody in. Let's face it.
Pretty much. And the rare times we do, it's like then we just get so caught up in fighting the, you know, 3-on-3 matches that's like nobody's ever going to win until somebody knocks out the other two people and the legal person pins somebody.
That was only during that hour-long match.
We got too many damn hour-long matches.
No, I mean the hour-long tag match.
Oh, I remember that now.
Yeah.
We got so many damn long matches in that game. It's like, how the hell do we have these many long matches?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much good. Unless somebody goes for a pin.
And, I mean, I'm pretty much good with the whole thing. If somebody goes for a pin, I'm pretty good kicking out or whatever.
Like, speaking of that, when at Legends of WrestleMania, man, I have no idea how to kick out of pins.
Good luck. That's the reason I didn't really give a fuck and give it to you.
And then on top of that, every time they put me in a submission hold, I tap out. And there really shouldn't be any reason why I tapped out.
It's like hit
all the buttons.
Bullshit.
I hit all the buttons, but I still didn't get out of it.
The control system on that game is just bullshit.
Like, it doesn't even tell you how to kick out.
There's no tutorial or whatever.
They show you, man, it's hard enough to get somebody against the fucking ropes.
Pretty much. I mean, I should probably just get, like, on my PS3 and see what trophies I have for that game. I mean, I'm sure I have some of them.
I mean, it's great reliving those moments and shit, but the game itself, man, what the fuck were they thinking?
I was making a crap game really quick.
They really did. It was very bad.
I mean, hell, the first SmackDown game is even better than that game.
Hell yeah, man. Every wrestling game I played was dope. Except for this one. And this is a PlayStation 3 video game.
Which makes it even more pitiful.
Yeah. Like, the games used to be on, what, PlayStation PS2? So...
Pretty much.
But yeah, I don't see me ever beating that game, though.
I think the only trophies I ever got was, like, you know, their whatever story bullshit mode, you know? Like, the reliving stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I only got one or two things beat.
I think I beat that, and then I just didn't really give a fuck about the game because I couldn't care about those damn controllers.
Well, on top of that, there ain't even really anything to unlock, is there?
Not that I think of.
Except for, like, outfits.
More gear.
And on top of that, like, I wrote down some codes or something to put the cheat codes in for that. But only one of them really worked.
Next thing you know, in SmackDown, or whatever, WWE 14, they're going to have Eugene as an unlockable character.
Nah.
Actually, if they ever did that, I think I would want to go and punch and beat up every fucking person who created the game.
I don't think they would ever do that.
They probably won't because he's a nobody.
Well, plus he's with JCW now.
Yep.
And he had a much better character in there than he did in WWE, looking like a total fucking idiot.
Although, I mean, I do look forward to it because they got the invasion coming, so that'll be fun.
The invasion? Like, what do you mean?
The invasion. WCW, ECW.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're saying that DVD?
No, that's going to be in the game.
Oh, that's the next game?
Yeah, in the 14 one. That's going to be where they're going to pick it up from.
Hell yeah, I didn't even hear about that till now.
Yeah, I saw a little video about that, I don't know, what, like last week or something like that.
I got to look this up.
Yeah, they were talking about where they were going to take it after, you know, where they left off on the last one.
Damn, I'm going to look this up, play a track.
So gonna, yeah, pick it up from the invasion.
Nice. So how about we go with Bible Pages by Slain. What was this up?
Kurt Ratchet, you herbs whack, I spit crack, leave your pop filter smelling like burnt plastic. I'm just flipping words, my shit is verbal gymnastics. Now please chill and observe practice. I literally consider myself a literary master. Smoking cannabis with me before a show could be a disaster. I'm obscene as every hood movie, black pastor. Fuck blasting, when I see you, I'ma smack past ya. This is track number 3 with the legend from Boston. Wow, I'm wicked awesome. I'm the type to skip on a foursome in Boston. To trip and taunt and either get floored in the lip or put that shit to the floor, son. I'm iller than iller, plus antiphilus with raw some. Syllables, I just toss them into such intricate patterns, you would think I'd run out of shit to say. But all you can do is pray, cause I'm not done.
Back of my shit is vicious, I cut like glass of ridges, sick and sick as syringes and hip bitches. I'm twisted, we mask up, and we go hard in the winter. Hard and gorillas fall to their children. The clatter tatter pharmacy stickers. The robbery is like a lottery to us. Poverty struck us, and most of it's just like poverty dishes. Young and hunting for victims, pop them for doctors to fix them. Shout to them jaw switching bitches. Let me share my rock in they kitchen for crumbs. I get down, prescription pill on my tongue. Shit, I used to be young, now I'm as sick as they come. It's vicious, malicious, and numb the terror that rip through these slums. Blind to the risk, I confront every day, gripping my gun, living like scum. I'm a monster from the heart of the heartless, a product of a circle of sinners that's living godless. Hostage to this nonsense, bare arms of tolerance, napalm apocalypse on wax. I demolish shit, it's vicious.
Beantown, what up? I rock shows on it daily. Promoters try to book me, I'm like, fuck you, pay me. They would sleep until I hooked up with Slaney. Fuck the law, I'ma go hard till they arraign me. Battle rap slash Mad Hatter with a battle axe, swinging where your hat is at. Flashing and attaching at a Tucker burner, taking up him to Nubbin's corner. I'll find a bum on the street and smack his cup of quarters. Take a Somali with a Somali and in a Ferrari on a safari or in Narnia. You blow like a harmonica, a Monica. You couldn't see me with binoculars, you are below me. That means I am on top of ya. I'll turn your chick into a porn star. Film that bitch blowing me, you put that shit on World Star. Drug sniffer, cut liquor, dirty crunch spitter, lyrical gunslinger. I let my buzz
I'm catching charges if they guarded for Marvin and Robin Nicks fans. Free for the last that you see before the mismatch. Mismatch, spinning the cellar, giving up whiplash. Tap with that kickstand more than you can withstand. Fuck it if they poetry's deep, they always fail. They told tall tales like cold soldiers in hell. I hold my own, holding this love with over your head. Before you know when it's over, your head is over your legs. For me to flow from the head is what they hope for dead. Give me a moment to blast for us to toast to the flesh. Administer that sinister, a little in them widow bars. Quit spitting, that's just too much talk and too little heart. They better have the iron sheet stepping on my dogs. Cause if I apply the iron sheet, you sleeping on the floor. In spite of what you saw, ain't none as violent as the guard. Got you hiding out like you fucking riding out of store.
Yes, I'm ill cause that's body of crew. Guilty of body in you. Yeah, I know you in the building, I heard the audience boo. I ain't merged with deep words, beat herbs on street curbs. You stand a gully for a second, that must be the reverb. I get money in traffic and I ain't talking taking bridge. I'm breaking ribs, they hating kids from Gothenburg to Cambridge. Hey yo, Slain, they got a table down in Sprague Forest. Place bigger than the one tent on a Stegosaurus. Every time I rhyme, catch one of the later chorus. Walk through the beam without weed, look like a major tourist. Fuck with esoteric, you better arrange a florist.
devil, man, and put the Holy Spirit in me. People looking at me like nobody weirder than me. Couldn't hear me though unless they had their ear to the street. But my style's unchanged, still know about one name to all the unsane. Throwing dick to any dumb dame. My shit is banging, I should spit this to the gun range. Fallen angel sluts addicted to my cum stains. So my people say it's dangerous to hang with me. But my people's scandalous and angry. You staring at the enemy, my face is trouble. The public rounds at me like I'm an interracial couple. I'm a sick fuck renegade in front of you. You make me laugh, I've never been afraid of one of you. Your eyes are crossed, you ain't a boss, you're just full of henny. Try and stop me, you would have to put a bullet in me.
And we're back. And I found a trailer for it. So let's check it out quick.
Okay, and did you watch it?
50 seconds in.
Men just skim through it until they start talking about it.
Didn't really say much. It just basically said, what path of success will you take? Blah, 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 blah.
I don't think that's the same thing. Because, like, you know, it has the dudes talking about the game, like, you know, the creators.
Trailer, creators. I wonder if this is, would it be like GTA official trailer or whatever?
Say GTA.
GTA.
Well, no, I don't fucking
don't trust anybody official trailer.
Don't trust anybody. That's fucking Stone Cold or something.
Who the hell is people that made the game? Damn, I need to figure that out.
Wait, what? What did you just figure out?
Who are the people, like the guys who made the game? The main guys who make it, because then if I find their name, I can probably find it, you know?
I have no idea.
Like Corey Ledesma or something like that?
I don't know who the hell makes 2K games.
I'll figure that out later.
Why don't you just search the WWE 2K14?
I am, and it's probably saying on Wikipedia who made it. I don't think their executive vice president would have anything to do with it.
I'm going to search that in, like, videos.
Please go to YouTube and look that up, WWE 2K14.
Yeah.
Creators and YouTube.
Apparently,
it's going to be triple threat tornado tags.
It's going to be in the game? Hell yeah.
Apparently from what I just read.
Hell yeah. That'll be dope.
That'd be awesome. Oh, something about Attitude Era Mode Part 2. Is that what it would be?
More than likely, yeah.
What the fuck? JR is hitting 450 splash. Nice.
JR, what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay, the British guy means Donkey Tool asshole. God bless, la 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 la.
What?
Yeah, the British guy who was doing the video for this. Donkey Tool ass. But I guess, like, what I figured out, though, is basically saying that JR had to, you know, be there for something, you know? Which is probably, you know, the attitude or remote, the second part of it. Which the guy says because that was like, you know, after WrestleMania 15 to like, you know, 2000. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, is that like WrestleMania 17? Right?
Sure.
Yeah, I probably know. But so that goes right through the invasion storyline, so that's probably what it was about.
I don't know, I just remember seeing the damn trailer, they're talking about the invasion being in the next game, and that was it.
Yep. Let's see, it's 13 now, they just had WrestleMania 29 this year. Yeah, that'd be like WrestleMania 16, so who knows? 16, 17, and yeah, that would definitely be the same time as the invasion storyline. So awesome.
Yep. That should be interesting.
Hopefully that is in the game. If it's not, well, then we blame Havoc for screwing it up.
If not, you're still going to buy it anyway.
Most likely. Oh, here's another video about Invasion Ruthless Aggression. This one's about John Cena.
There you go.
How do we play track? What watches?
Great.
Fuck it all, I'm just trying to get I'm fucking working. I'm seeing profits and I ain't perfect, cause nobody's perfect. I dropped out of college, but I resurfaced with new beats and verses. They checking out my bars and they got me daydreaming about cars and getting me and all of my friends. All got a girl like fuck the world. Fuck the world. It's just me and my crew. And we all sitting on this ledge overlooking the city with a bunch of brew. And we hide y'all flights cause ain't much to do but to really kick back and just talk about who gon' do what, when, where, and how, when we get on. Oh, it's about to be so cool and we gon' party harder. We gon' travel a lot, hit up every mall and then brag what we got. We gon' valet park, no more value mart, no more getting docked at the laundry. We gon' make it, yeah, we gon' make it. So fuck the drama and owe them bills. Oh, yeah, them bills, I'll hit them up mañana.
Fuck the rent, fuck the rent, fuck the bill, fuck it all. I'm just trying to get famous by tomorrow. So I'm yelling, fuck the rent, fuck the rent, fuck the bill, fuck it all.
Tomorrow ain't promised, and today's today's gift, and I live for presents. I learned my lesson, I'm done with stressing over payments. I got my crew that I came with, and I'll give you food for thought. No lame shit, no time for foolishness. I hate 10, we working all day till we famous. Some of these lames just sound so basic, talking about MOB and some gay shit. We making avenues for that revenue, with no sense in being impatient. I got no car payments, but I got two cars. I'm not famous, but I gone too far. We aren't waiting to get on majors. We conversating how we about to be on. It's cold aesthetic, I'm living life. So I'm getting, and I spend it right. I'm motivated, they overrated. We on the way to give the game new light. We gon' make it, yeah, we gon' make it. So fuck the drama and owe them bills. Oh yeah, them bills, I'll hit them up mañana. Hey.
Fuck the rent, fuck the rent, fuck the bill, fuck it all. I'm just trying to get famous by tomorrow. So I'm yelling, fuck the rent, fuck the rent, fuck the bill, fuck it all.
And we're back with 7 minutes to go. Nice.
Woo.
I just hope that this shit does happen.
It should.
I mean, if that all does happen, that whole thing with the invasion storyline, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yes.
All we can do is hope that WWE doesn't fuck it up again.
Yeah, right. They fuck up everything.
That's the exact thoughts.
Oh, yeah, here's the thing. How the fuck do you create title belts in WWE 13?
Shit, I don't even know. I have to get in the game to figure it out.
Have you ever even seen an option to select that?
I think there's a way to. Let me get in the game and figure it out, okay?
Because all I see is some fucking highlight reel shit, or a storyline, or an entrance, or superstore, or move.
Well, I'm training my PS3, and I'll figure it out right now, because I'm pretty sure I can find out where to go, you know? And if not, screw it.
I'm just saying, in order to get a few other trophies, you need to have a custom belt.
Title and a custom arena and a custom whatever, all that bullshit in once.
Well, there's that one, too, yeah.
Let's see. I'm figuring out what's loading up. I love the time when you're waiting for a game to blow the fuck up.
I suppose so.
The best part about having a video game is that a 5-minute waiting period where it's starting to load but doesn't do it quick enough.
Well, it's a PlayStation. What do you want?
Yeah. God damn it, Tony. Get your shit working better.
They like to make things load.
Pretty much. Okay, this is why THQ is like the company. It took too damn long.
Yeah, like that's going to change.
It's not, because they have the same people who created the games just jumping to the new company. Let's see. Function shop. My WWE title management. Custom championship. So life. That's how you do it.
The fuck? Where the hell are you?
Okay, you go into. One second, I have to exit out. The My WWE section. Okay?
No. Now, who the hell would have thought that?
I just tried it because it looked, I didn't see it. So basically, it's title management. You press the R1 button to, you know, select the creative, you know, the custom or whatever, and it's right there. Yeah, this is actually awkward looking at all the stats here. Win
what?
Ratio for title matches, 24. Number of matches, I won 96% of them.
96% of what?
The title matches that I play as the other character.
I see.
How did I lose any of these?
I wish my damn time on my PlayStation would actually stay the right time.
I don't even pay attention to it because it's like 6 a.m. or some shit like that.
It always tells me fucking random ass numbers. I don't know that time.
Nice.
Like it's 058.
And Blog Talk Bitch tells me 90 seconds.
Ooh.
Oh, who the hell cares?
She does.
The fucking bitch.
She loves to tell people
being a bitch.
What to do.
Pretty much. That's the fuck up, man. Give a fuck about your damn 60 seconds.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Around your head off of this fucking bridge, bitch.
Kill her. Stab her.
If we all want to.
And then we find out.
That bullshit.
And we find out it's a dude.
Yes, with a high-pitched voice. I'm just creating a bullshit superstar to figure out the move step.
Now that I just saw this thing for this game, it says, you know, the whole please don't try this at home thing. Earlier I saw this picture. It was somebody took a picture of their kid and them, and the kid was giving the dad an RKO or whatever.
Yeah.
And then below that it was like a picture of Randy Orton doing the RKO. And everybody kept commenting RKO and all that shit on it. And I commented, please do not try this at home.
Nice.
was like, hell yeah, man, I'll be the first one to say this.
That's awesome.
Or title management.
That bullshit.
Custom championships. I don't have any.
Yes, just click one, and there you go.
Oh, clever.
Clever, make everything so damn complicated, I'll never figure it out.
I would have never found this.
Yeah. Let's see, in-game manual, so you can figure out how to do that fucking ability.
There you go. You make the Divas Champions.
What, are we going to make Mr. Kennedy the Divas Champion?
No.
You probably could have been. So that's how you do that move. That. I gotta try that now.
What's that?
Doing a move that in a match.
I'm about to use the $1 million man belt. What the hell color should it be?
Make it, I don't know, fucking blue.
That's funny, it's color, what color it is.
So, I'm doing a match right now. Vince McMahon versus Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There you go.
Epic difficulty. So, we want him to steal Stone Cold Stunner. The real Stunner, not the bullshit one he does. Fuck you, Stone Cold. Don't screw me up.
It's not very nice.
Yeah, you seem mean to me. Fucking ass.
How the fuck can I just make it white? Like, what the fuck?
Damn it. That's the worst thunder I've ever seen in my life. That will be the Stone Cold version.
No.
I figured it out, finally.
Fucked.
Or maybe not.
To who? What the hell can I name my championship?
The asshole championship?
The asshole championship.
First time I read it, we're all assholes. Well, Stone Cold just pinned Steve Austin. I mean, Mr. Grant just pinned Steve Austin. What the fuck? Stone Cold pinned himself. Nice story.
Asshole championship.
Only people who do JR can hold it. Right?
Man, I'm in here and then Havoc's in here.
Ah, shit. Gotta make me now.
I don't have any Chris.
That's making stupid shit up. I don't even care. see. I got a third one.
Now, why the hell does this need a short name?
That's bullshit.
Ring announcer name. What?
The fuck?
The belt needs a ring announcer name?
I'm making my version of the Apple Championship, too.
Action. What? I don't understand why it needs a name.
Yes, I make my Apple Championship a Cruiserweight Championship.
Deep South. Divas.
ETW? What time is it? Test it. Figure it out. Oh, there's internet. Oh, this sounds like for Zack Ryder and everybody. Wait, no. I'm gonna be like,
why would I want to make that a Divas Championship?
Why would you?
Single or a tag? Why would I make it a tag? What the hell's wrong with you?
That'd be a way we can win together.
Cruiserweight on or off? Off. On. I don't.
Yeah, if I put it. Hardcore of the internet.
Wow, they don't give you very many options on making this, do they?
Not really. Hardcore of the internet. So, I'm making my tag, fuck it.
You know what?
I'm making my tag champ.
Oh shit, I got a trophy. The champ is here!
Mine's a tag. I'm getting the same trophy right now, too.
Well, that's great, but you can't win, you know, the tag belt online.
We just try it. Who the fuck knows? Oh, the champ is here.
See, there it is.
Now Havoc won't be the only one that doesn't have the chances here. I was just saying we're gaming if we have it, right?
I don't know, man. I don't even know if he has anything on that game.
He probably doesn't.
Now, what the hell are them damn things you have to do with this damn title belt?
I think you have to, let me check it out. Let me get the trophy section. There we go. Okay, stop up being you fucking bitch. Okay, so about 2 minutes to tell you exactly what we have to do.
And how the hell do you take a screenshot with a... the highlight mode.
I think you have to go like instant replay or something like that if they have it.
Here you go. Attack your opponent with a custom belt.
Nice.
Or, well, then there's one you can get. Create a front on top rope and corner special moves.
What's that one called?
What's the name of it? It's called...
Yeah.
This is Special.
let me see. I think I might have that right. Yeah, I have. I've been wasting my time doing that shit.
Create a story including a custom superstore or a custom arena. I thought I already created this fucking story. What the hell? Competing with a custom superstore and a custom arena with a custom championship.
I think I might have done that one already.
Well, there's one that's easy enough.
What's that?
Use a custom superstore and a custom arena with a custom belt. Easy enough.
Hell yeah. Custom belt, custom superstar, now you need a custom arena.
I already got the arena, man. I made that a long time ago. Got a custom superstore, obviously.
That's great, man. I don't know. We'll take like 2 seconds. Whatever the default bullshit is.
Wait, what the... What, really? You can make a double title match?
Yep.
I didn't even know that.
That's what I thought was going to happen in my universe, though, because I had Shane McMahon, who's the ECW champion or whatever, which is total bullshit. They gave it to him.
ECW like, World Tag Championship is Taz and Cactus Jack.
Oh, the E13 servers are down. Who the hell cares?
So this is going to be for the Asshole Championship and Havoc, you're going to lose your internet title.
Venue size, 1. Seems a bit. Crowd type, modern or attitude era? Ah, fuck you, modern bitches. I'm the attitude era.
Fuck you, mother bitches. What?
I said modern.
Oh.
Okay, all works. I don't really give a fuck. Now, to the table, upper parts. I don't even care about this shit, stupid.
Man, freaking Ghetto G already has 3 titles. What's 2 more?
Yeah, need them all. Ghetto G needs the Cruiserweight title.
No, he's too fat for that.
It'd be funny to tell him how he found the loophole in the game to make him win it. No, vacate it. Give it to Gary.
Dude, that's awesome. It says Asshole Championship Extreme Rules. Ghetto G versus Havoc.
Man, I need a tougher referee for that match.
No, that would definitely be a good match.
So how do you do it? Do you like one-on-one or whatever?
Yeah, it's a one-on-one Extreme Rules match. For the Asshole Championship. For the Asshole Championship and the Internet Championship.
Nice. Might be a tag team style because, yeah, you know.
I mean, I'm already the WWE Champion and the WCW Champion and the ECW Champion.
Let's see, who's going to be a superstar? Psycho Killer and fucking hell, Dean Ambrose.
Oh, fuck, I forgot to go to a custom arena. Fuck.
Psycho Killer and Roman Reigns versus...
Psycho Killer and Roman Reigns, really?
Hey, I'm sure they'll ever make a thing created to make sure it's right.
I need to
versus Fandango. And oh, AJ.
Oh, AJ.
It fits perfectly, doesn't it? I thought there was a stupid character for this. So let's see. So now I have this. Entrance off. Select arena. Custom arenas. Good. The 5Y bullshit thing. How do I get the match? Fuck. I figured that out. Does that make somebody a champion?
What?
Does that make somebody the champion?
You could, or you could just have a match. And put the title on the line.
How do I add the title on it?
You go to match, and then you go to specialty, then you go to title match, and you pick the title you want to put on the line.
Play specialty title match. There we go.
And you could choose if you want to put one or two titles on the line. Well, I don't know if it's going to work in a tag match, but.
Well, Apple Championship and the WWE Tag Team Championship.
There you go.
Elimination tag team style.
I like how Havoc comes out with like a Mexican Titantron.
Yeah, his hat.
And then the title belt around his waist is all small. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because he's too fat for a title. The funny thing is, like, if he ever bought, like, an ECW championship, he'd probably be so high, think, ECW, triple around waist and a break.
It's time to get extreme and spear you through the barricade.
Well, my tag team partner is Roman Reigns. I'll spear somebody through the barricade.
Though John Cena fucking did that.
What the fuck? That's bullshit.
He did that in that match tonight.
Oh, I forgot, because it was total bullshit. Fuck. My PS3 makes weird noises all the time, like beeping noises.
Yeah, it's called loading.
No match? Shit. Okay, Roman Reigns made Kofi Kingston bleed already.
Huh. Well, that's alright. I speared Havoc through two barricades already.
Nice. Roman Reigns is making Kofi Kingston tap the fuck out already.
Well, that's not good.
I mean, that he fucking sucks.
No disqualification match.
Get up. Kofi, bitch, get up. They can spear the fuck out of you.
Oh my god.
Fucking bitch. Kofi has to cut the damn rope. We're gonna get this achievement and then be done with this shit.
What achievement's that?
Oh, win the title and a blah, 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 that whole shit.
Oh, yeah, you gotta hit him with the belt, too.
Fuck, do I need to qualify?
This ain't the custom one, this is the internet one. What the fuck?
I can't find the fucking belt, what the hell?
It's over by the table, man.
It's a custom arena, though. Oh, there it is. Well, Roman Reigns got disqualified. Hit him with the belt. And now I'm seeing R-Truth.
Damn it, R-Truth.
You suck.
I pulled the thing off the table and Michael Cole ducked.
Nice. I can't believe
everything that's transpired this far. I can't believe everything that's transpired this far. Come here, you fucking Mexican.
I love how stupid Cole is in the game.
In the game?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and real life. Okay.
Damn it, Havoc.
Just lose already. Like you always do.
Come here, you motherfucker. Let me put you through this table.
Oh, yeah. It was a stupid 3D tail I hit him with. God damn it.
Yeah, see, they don't put your custom one there.
That's bullshit. It didn't even give me the trophy. What the fuck? I'm pissed.
It didn't give you it? What the hell?
It didn't give me the trophy.
You're in a custom thing with a custom thing with a custom belt?
Yep. Yep.
Well, what the fuck?
This game chips you off the trophies. I mean, he just basically did all that shit for nothing.
For nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't run away from me. Get back here, motherfucker.
Don't be a bitch. Stay and get knocked the fuck out.
Quit running away from me. There we go. You're going through the table, bitch.
I deserve it.
Rock bottom, through the table.
Maybe I need to compete for a one-on-one championship.
And it didn't take... it didn't take fucking... four times like The Rock.
Yeah. So that means for 3D14, it'll take four times because he's the cover boy.
Yeah, it'll take you four times to do a move through the table.
Yeah.
Wish this fucking little midget would stop running away from me.
Yeah. I mean, just learn to be a man, not a bitch, right?
Yeah, put the steps down, Havoc.
Havoc, stop being a bitch. Be a man.
I like how the special move for the belt is you scrape their face on it.
It works. They made a stupid other belt just to fucking try and get that thing again. If it doesn't work, I blame Havoc.
Damn it, Havoc.
He gets rolled over again. I should vacate the Rated R Championship.
Well, there you go.
I should vacate Havoc from being the, I should just vacate the Internet Championship. Because it means
well,
so much.
What the hell? That,
that
didn't give me anything either. What the fuck?
Bullshit.
Don't understand.
Maybe you have to do it in Universe mode. Probably
just
do, right?
Single player mode.
Well, that's bullshit. Oh, wow. Listen to how awesome my WWE 13 is. I went back to Universal to look at it for a second. This is the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. The U.S. Championship. Santino Marella versus The Miz versus David Otunga.
Yeah, there
Nobody
you go.
Cares. Tag Team Championship. Kofi Kingston and R-Truth versus Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger. Who gives a fuck? World Heavyweight Championship. Jameis Undertaker. The IC Championship. The Miz and Cody Rhodes. The fifth match of the night. Fandango versus Dean Ambrose. Sixth match. Randy Orton, Mark Henry, and Alberto Del Rio. The Championship. CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar. Sheesh, this card sucks. I need to go better than tonight's card, though. We'll have Fandango beating Dean Ambrose.
I don't know, man. Some of these storylines that has Cookie Monster attacking everybody.
I took all those bullshit characters out because it's just getting annoying. I was like, I don't want to see Herbert making out with people. I was like, fuck that. Or Herbert dating fucking Lita or some shit like that. Like, that just, that ain't right. You know?
Yep.
I basically just cut my roster size down to, like, let me see how I set up. So, Raw has 18 superstars, SmackDown has 18, Free Agents is 71, Raw's War has 24, and Inactive has John Laurinaitis. I basically just covered all the bullshit characters.
Well, that's not fun.
Okay, I'll put John Laurinaitis in the WWE Championship match. Kick his ass.
He's a stupid character.
He's going to be in all the title matches then. I wonder how the fuck they're going to make this a story with Van Danko versus Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, it'll never happen. But in the game. I said they're going to nationally both of them out, right?
Yep.
With who the fuck should lay him out? Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, make him attack the lowest guys on the roster.
My knee!
But basically, just came to the realization the game fucked up the tag team scene so bad.
What?
The game doesn't do anything for the tag team title scene. It always keeps the same guys who are the number one contenders as the number one contenders.
You know, you could change that, right? You could change that.
You could get rid of the other tag team that sucks.
You can make whatever tag team you want to be in there. Just gotta change it yourself.
Yeah, but we'll follow the storyline as planned, which like one for month, you know?
But I'm just saying, you can make whoever you want to be the number one contender.
Well, I know.
All original. There we go. I got the trophy. All I did was All I had to do was start the match. What the fuck?
Bullshit. Wait. Specialty. Title match. No.
Oh, I got the other one, too, man. I got the one for beating them with the custom belt.
The custom championship. There we go. One-on-one. Extreme rules.
Yeah, that way you can get both of them.
Pretty much. But I can just call by. So what did you use? Superstar you created on your own?
Yeah, I used my ghetto cheat.
I'm gonna use my psycho kill then. Just to get this stupid shit. And who'd you face, that way? You just face somebody else. There's no guy who you face. I guess I'm facing DDP for it. No, Yoshitatsu. Fuck that dude.
Yoshitatsu.
Yeah. He'll win this. He'll win this title. So, what difficulty do you have it on?
I think it's still on Legend.
Oh, do you want Epic?
I don't know. I put it on Legend the last time. I haven't changed the difficulty.
It's not like it matters. It's just easy now. I'll leave the entrances on just in case it wants to fuck me over again. I'm not looking for this shit.
And still a world ECW All-Stars.
And the Apple Championship will be won by Psycho Killer.
Sounds about right.
Monkey version. Being Yoshitatsu for it.
That's just sad.
It's not for a title match. Now give me the damn trophy or I'll kill you, you son of a bitch. It's not giving me the trophy. Fucking bitch.
Wait for the match to start, man. Damn.
I am in the match. I'm kicking Yoshitatsu's ass. Oh, now I got it.
There you go.
Take that, you son of a bitch. Get the hell up. Create and destroy. Yeah, I got both of them.
See that? That was easy enough.
Yeah, having one everyone understand it. How'd you guys get that achievement?
Well, here's one you could do. Attack the same body part 10 or more times in a row.
I think it did already.
Well, then you already have that, then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of focused on that because, like, okay, all you gotta do is just, like, focus on a body part and just fuck them over. And you're good. Yes, I'm making my blood red championship belt redder. Let's see if we can get Yoshikatsu to knock the fuck out on top of the wire they brought in the ring. I just threw my belt outside the ring.
Well, let's see. I need to review five people's shit to get this one. I need...
And can we get the fuck to do that?
And I need my shit. I need my shit to be reviewed five times. I need to know how to take a screenshot for the highlight mode. I need to fucking create those damn finishing moves, but I really don't want to do that.
That takes 5 minutes, honestly. So simple.
And I don't know what this hidden trophy one is here. I gotta do a created story with a created superstore arena.
Nice. I just sent Yoshikatsu through the table and jumped off a ladder outside the ring.
Now, when they say you gotta attack the same body part 10 times, what the hell do they mean by that exactly?
Well, okay, so, like, you do a grapple, and you press the R1, it selects the body part. So, like, the head is trying to... Circle will be the right arm, square will be the left arm. X will be the, like...
Wait, you have to press back. R1 and then you have to press another button, too?
You have to press the R1 to select the body part after you grapple them. Okay, so this is my awesome moment of the match. I have a ladder.
Ooh!
I have Yoshikatsu on a table outside the ring. I'm just basically flying from the ladder outside the ring through the table. It's a good move. Because he's an asshole.
Because he's an asshole.
But he will never win the asshole championship. He's not that much of an asshole.
Well, Havoc lost to me for the asshole championship.
Damn. He sucks. Ah, shit. I failed.
Did you just lose?
No, I just destroyed the table. I was just trying to knock him down on it. But I just did a move on the table. Oh, well, fuck it. Fail once, try again.
I think it's better that they allow you to do your finisher on the table instead of making you go to the top rope.
Pretty much. I think Extreme Rules ain't stepping on the table. So now I say I'm on
it. Oh, D-Lo.
Oh, AJ. Yep, that fucking bitch. Hurry up. God damn it. Again. Okay, just the way I fell out through the table.
How the fuck do you grapple? Oh, wait, never mind. Here's this.
This is funny. I'm trying to do a move I just want to do for the hell of it to have it set up. It's not working.
It's because you suck.
No. I don't think you'd be able to do this move either.
I could do it.
Oh, well, here's my hypothetical move. So you basically set up a table, set the guy up on a table. Okay? You go in the ring, you have a ladder set up. You climb the ladder. You jump from the top of the ladder through the table, like outside the ring. And you hit the referee when you try jumping off the ladder.
Hit the referee? What the fuck?
I tried to do it. He did a backflip. And hit the ref. It's Extreme Rules. It don't matter.
Oh, what the hell? That's going to screw it up. I don't want to do the finisher.
What do I take him off? Will he fall through the table? Nope. I can hit him with the guitar. Yay. I'm going to check care of him. Yes, that's the only way to say it. If you're going to hit somebody with the guitar, I'm Jeff Jarrett in this bitch. Now, Yoshi Tatsu, get right here so I can kick your fucking ass. I'm trying to come up for the table move I want to do. Yay.
Yay.
I missed it still. I ended up hitting the turnbuckle flying outside the ring. So hard. I'm going to do a flashy movement. It's not working.
Do something else.
I'm going to try and steer him through a table. Like, do a, you know, knockout move, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to steer through a table outside the ring in the corner.
Oh, well, I think I got it.
Got what?
They hit the body part 10 times.
It's not that hard, it's just kind of annoying as hell.
Well, I just didn't know how to do this fucking grapple thing.
But I told you.
Now, how do you do that other thing that people always do to us?
What do you mean, that?
Where they grab our head and walk around the ring.
I have no idea.
Why they do that, I don't know, but how the fuck do you do that?
Look up online. They make Yoshi Tatsu tap out to me, or they put him through the table off a ladder. First. Get the fuck up, Tatsu.
Oh, there we go. I got it.
What do you do for that?
Apparently you have to be in a grapple when you press R2 and L2, or maybe just one of them. But mainly at the same time. And then walk the way you want to walk.
Nice. Yoshi Tatsu, you're dead. Yes, I went straight through the table again.
Woo!
I always miss this.
So wait, hold on. You want me to set up a table?
No, I'm trying to set up. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm in the Extreme Rules match, as you know. I have a ladder set up inside the ring. I'm trying to hit him with a table, and you know, have him set up on the table. Then jump from the ladder through the table to the ladder inside the ring.
Yeah, I was gonna try to do that, but I realized I wasn't in an Extreme Rules match.
I just did it. Awesome.
I rope break my ass.
That could be Yoshi Tatsu for my belt.
You must feel real accomplished.
Oh, yes, of course. So accomplished with being able to collide now. So he bleeds more.
Wow, dude, it's a lot harder to tap motherfuckers out when it's on Legend.
Pretty much. I'm going to try and like, do a move where you put him through the ladder. Yes, I destroyed his face. Okay, I won the championship. Funky asshole wins it.
Funky asshole.
Yeah. The asshole championship. Everybody monkey superstar.
This is the name Funky Asshole?
Monkey. Uh-oh. Now I'm going to try and figure out how to get the highlights. Match highlights.
But how do you take a screenshot of it?
Save something, I guess. It says, like, triangle to save something. To save it as something. Give it a name. I think that's it.
I need to make that made-up story thing. And everything else is online except for that screenshot.
Yep, I'm trying to figure this out.
Could you go to this highlight reel thing and then there's like nothing there? It says like fucking YouTube.
You have to find it, and I have no clue what the hell to do with it. Maybe it's that, or maybe something else. I think you have to say something and then go there. This is a new area. I don't know. I'm checking it out.
Like, when I go to the highlight reel, I can't even click anything.
Then you need to save some moments and then do something with it.
Save some moments?
Yeah. Add video clips that you saved. In the game?
What?
Yeah, save video clips and matches.
Where the fuck are they at?
That's the match highlights. In between exit and whatever. Over the top.
Huh?
Like, when you're done with a match.
Okay.
You do that and you add some stupid graphics to it.
No, I have no idea where that's at.
Okay, so get a match or whatever.
Get in a match.
Well, no, okay. Are you in a match right now? Like, did you just finish a match?
I'm not in a match right now.
So that's good. What I just did is good. Okay, so let's see. I was basically just fucking around right now. Find something that works. Raw is Jericho. Who the hell cares? Take the smack of the night and die. That's the gayest possible way to respect, which is Havoc's favorite thing. Anyways. So you basically, you get a match.
Okay.
And like, you know, there's like a finish or whatever the highlight moves are. Say it's match highlight. It could be like the middle option between everything. Okay?
So I gotta pick somebody?
No, you just gotta save a match highlight.
I don't know how to do that. Like, how do I, in the middle of my match?
Well, no, after you're done with the match, go with something where it's like match highlight that will show up somewhere. You just basically move around like, okay, this is a highlight of a match. And basically after you, so basically I just add some graphics to this thing. I'm basically adding some stupid shit to it. I'm going to screenshot mode. You want to capture the screenshot? Yes. Screenshot. Whatever. I'm on saving. I should be good now. Yeah, okay, so this is what you do, basically. So, okay, I'm just going to do a math right now and just tell you exactly what to do, okay?
Yep.
So, just get a match with somebody and beat them up or whatever, okay?
I'm in a damn match.
Well, just tell me when you're done with that match. I'll tell you what to do then.
Damn it, Coley.
You're beating the great Coley up. Good job.
Yeah, I'm beating him up.
Because nobody could ever beat him up. So when you win that match, just tell me and I'll tell you exactly what to do.
Alright.
If we have enough time still. If not, I'll, whatever, you know, we'll join a group in here and I'll just tell you what to do here. Done with all that stuff in the match, you'll see three options: exit, rematch, and match highlights. Okay?
Yeah.
You can select match highlights.
Okay.
You select one of them or whatever. You like save it as something or another, and just, you know, make some BS names, select the plot, blah blah blah, you know, whatever. Do that. Okay. So after you've done that, you have a technical highlight or whatever, which can be into a screenshot. Okay?
Look at that. I'm picking up the great color.
Nice. So, do you have something saved now?
I think so.
Well, then you go out, you exit the whole thing, you go out to the WWE creation section, and you go to the highlight reel.
How the fuck do I get out of this?
Exit, or whatever. Then when you're in the highlight reel, you go new, add video clip, like whatever the video clip was.
So I go load that up and take a picture of it?
Well, I certainly do. Like, go to the highlight, you know, the highlight reel section. Are you there yet?
Yeah.
Well, you just basically go new, you select the video that you chose or whatever, then basically, you know, add some effects or whatever onto it, and there's a screenshot button at the bottom right, like a second row, left, like basically in the middle, screenshot, which is camera. You press that, then you save that, and you got your screenshot, and you got the trophy.
Now tell me, why the fuck is this on this game?
What did I know? White Album's a trophy. They can upload to YouTube if you want to.
Oh, yeah, just what I want to do.
Yeah, right. That's what the Havoc would do. They would just have the whole entrance thing as upload to YouTube, right?
I guess.
That would be his highlight. So, now you got that trophy. Good.
I didn't get it yet. What the fuck is that, bro?
Well, basically, you just gotta do the last few steps and you got it.
I'm gonna fucking take a picture of this shit, but for some reason it took me somewhere else.
Just press the snapshot button and we'll say save it as whatever. Do it. Boom, 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 done. Yeah, he finally got that trophy.
Well, there we go. That's easy enough.
And still the miss fucking sucks.
Got that stupid one out of the way.
Yeah, that one took so fucking long. I didn't even know what the fuck I was doing. I just somehow got it, luckily. I think, okay, probably have to just do save a match highlight. Then I get it. Like, nope, there's more. There they go. Do this, whatever.
So we're gonna have a tag. We're gonna have a tag match.
Yeah, fuck it. Might as well. What tag team should we be?
I don't fucking know. Just set it up.
This
we'll pick somebody.
A tag team. Whoever the fuck it ends up being.
Because this shit's about
Roman
to be
Reigns.
Done here.
Roman Reigns and Fandango. That'd be the most awkward tag team ever.
Well, I ain't
and,
being
yeah.
Roman Reigns.
No, that's the awkward fucking that was our tag team.
Alright, man, freaking set it up or something. It's just done.
Yep, later.